Do you wish to donate to breast cancer? I stared at the question on the credit card transaction display. My first reaction was, what? Where were the words donate to prevent or donate for research against? I looked again. It simply read, donate to breast cancer. I was frozen in place, staring at the display, considering the awful question, if maybe I wanted to give money to propagate breast cancer. The cashier interrupted my spell by suggesting I simply donate a dollar for breast cancer. It wasn't worth explaining. No, I said, and slid my credit card through the reader. The cashier wouldn't give up. He asked me to donate my spare change. Angry, I turned to face the man. I already gave, I said. The cashier shrugged his shoulders with a suit-yourself-type motion. I exploded. I've had breast cancer, I said. 1 month of radiation costs $40,000. I know. And you know how I know? Because my radiologist accidentally billed me instead of my insurance company. So extrapolate these costs. 2 lumpectomies with 1 malignant tumor and 1 not, 4 rounds of chemo, 6 weeks of radiation, and a brief stint in the hospital because my surgeon accidentally punctured my lung trying to put in a portacath for my chemo. The cashier stared at me open-mouthed now. The line behind me was deathly quiet. I felt like a fool and sobbed like a child on my way home. And the sad fact is, it's been 10 years since I've had breast cancer. You would think the nerves around that ordeal would be less raw and more forgiving, but they're not. And I really wish I had the wherewithal to write the corporate office of that grocery store and tell them to quit begging for cancer money on their credit card displays. Some of us have given all we can. With a perspective, this is Wichita Sims.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.